Off the Ball, GAA.
2 years hurt. It's a genuine thing, like, Joe. They were a long 2 years. Yeah, it's hard to put into words, really, but I suppose when we came back at the start of this year, it just felt like there was something different, Joe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Racing Pod on Off the Ball with William Hill. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
The Galway Races begins tomorrow. We'll be there on Tuesday in Mary Mullins Pub near Eyre Square for our Racing Pod live show. Johnny, yourself, myself, Barry Garrity, Conor O'Dwyer and Joe Canning. So 2 o'clock, folks, if you have not got tickets before they sell out, go to offtheball.com/events. £9.99 plus the booking fees, so just over a tenner. Mary Mullins at 2 o'clock for about an hour and a half, a crack and a bit of a chat. So looking forward to it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I hadn't been to the bar, Mary Mullins. God knows you're not short of options in Galway, and apparently they have parties since the start of the heatwave. So I hadn't been to the bar, and I was at a function the other night, a football function, and it's this kind of cool indoor-outdoor area that's very well lit, and it's perfect for this sort of gig. And it being the second day of Galway, and like some of the Johnny Corbett, who's involved in Mary Mullins, he has involvement in a few horses in Galway this week with the Paul Gilligan stable, which is a very local story. But I got the buzz of Mary Mullins and the Galway races being on the way last week, and it'll be buzzing, it'll be hopping. You should definitely get down on Tuesday, and I'm sure Joe Canning as well, as much as he's from the south of Galway, I'm sure he'd be delighted for Mayo as well today.
Offtheball.com/events, folks, to get your tickets for Tuesday if you're going down, if you're in Galway or around the surrounding area for a bit of race and chat, a few tips, hopefully give you some winners and obviously some sporting chat as well with Joe, Barry and Connor. The Galway races, what does it conjure for you? I mean, from being from Galway, were you there as a young lad, or was it later in your life that you went to Galway for the first time?
Yeah, my cousin Patrick Featherston, he rang me this morning from Rockaway Beach, Queens. He was going to
in America,
the local bar, Rogers, I think is the local bar, to watch the match. So that would have been at about 10:30, and he got me, he said, I want to back Mayo today. But he was the one that got me into racing, because when my cousins came over from the States, they would have brought us to Ballinrobe. And my first memory is going to Galway. And what I remember was, I'm not sure how we did it, but I was having a few bets with the tote, which was probably a sign of, it was kind of a slack Ireland in those days. You could probably go up and have your pound or whatever with the tote. But I remember I couldn't stop backing winners that day. So I've been ruined ever since, thinking this was easy. And I was sitting down, I remember sitting in the stand, and I'd backed a loser. It obviously finished second. And I walked away, left where I was and didn't know where I was. And I heard, hold on to your dockets. There's a steward's inquiry. I didn't know what this was, but I went back anyway just to find my docket. Found the docket. They reversed the result, so I won that as well. And I was like, this is the easiest thing ever. I can tell you, JD, subsequent visits to Galway with the stakes a little bit higher. I've had bad days there, but I was involved in a horse that won at the Galway races, if not the race meeting itself. And there's nothing like it. Like, I've, you know, met people in Galway races kind of year after year after year. It's a great place to fall in love, I think, for many people. Great place to meet a girl or to meet a fella. And there's magic in the air, and there will be as well if you're of a Mayo hue this week.
Absolutely, yeah. So we generally have one big race a day. It's a funny meeting in that it goes on for, 7 days? So people come in maybe a Monday night, Tuesday, might go home, and then people might come in for the Place, which is the big chase on the Wednesday, and then the hurdle on the Thursday, and then another maybe tranche of people come in for the weekend, Friday through Sunday. So it kind of attracts different people at different times of different textures.
Yeah, and I suppose what's unique about it, JD, I don't think there's another Irish meet now, is that it's still mixed. So you have
flat and jumps.
And in fairness, there's a lot, I'm more of a flat person, but there's a lot to be said for that. And like Galway is, I used to kind of put Galway down a bit in terms of its just the overall quality of it, but it's actually really good. And I think Noel Mead, speaking to Don McLean, and
I read that, yeah,
Sunday Times today, he was just saying it's a meeting for handicappers. It's a meeting and people who don't understand what handicappers are in racing. Handicappers are horses that are not quite, you know, they could be the lowest grade up to a reasonable grade, but basically the horses of the people, and not really, really wealthy people necessarily winning the races. And Galway kind of gives everyone a chance. But for all of that, it's very, very competitive. And like, I find low-grade handicaps that are competitive from a punter perspective deeply alluring. And I feel tomorrow is a cracking card. Like, and I like a few horses at big price as well, which is a good way to approach the week.
Yeah, so the handicapper is kind of employed by the racing industry to give all the horses theoretically an equal chance and like vary their weights in the saddle. That's the I suppose the explanation for that. So tomorrow we got yielding ground. I mean, the weather is breaking a bit now across Ireland. So we've got the Connacht Hotel handicap at 6:40 tomorrow, Monday the 27th of July, to really get the Galway races into gear. 2 mile race, and like Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins have done well in this in the last few years. Tunes of Asia, interesting that he will probably come on for a win first time out this year over a mile and six at Ferry House, a former Royal Bond novice hurdle winner at Ferry House as well. And Patrick Mullins has got a record in this race with a winner in the past. So that was one I noted first off for the big one tomorrow.
Yeah, Patrick would point out that he's a bad record in this race because he's only won it the once. And that was on Echoes and Rain, I think.
Yes, Echoes and Rain.
Yeah, so he's probably... He spoke of the horse he got beaten at. But I think with Galway, though, like he's not gotten a good draw here, 19. And Patrick's probably been a bit...
Even in a two-mile race, is that okay?
It's not easy at all because you have to kind of... If you're drawn 19 and you try to get handy in Galway...
You need to be drawn low, is what you're saying.
You need to be drawn low to middle, really, ideally. With 19, the beauty of sport is that today Mayo were pretty heavy outsiders, but people could make a case for them. And the reason that people could make a case for them is that it's sport and random things can happen. And there were 30 players on the pitch at any one time. In this race, there are 20-odd horses, and it's what happens up front that will dictate in terms of if you're held up and you're drawn high. Maybe it'll work out fine because they'll go so hard that it'll pay to be held up. But if you're drawn 19, as Tunes of Vader is, Light Up the Dark 21, that is very difficult even over this trip. And Light Up the Dark's been very, very well backed. It was sort of eye-catching when 4 to Tunes of Vader at Ferry House last time. I feel she's short enough under John Gleeson, who's a son of... Brian Gleeson, who's well known obviously in the racing circles, but Willie Mullins has the first three in the betting, and Light Up the Dark's been obviously well backed.
One of the funniest moments I ever saw Galway was when Brian Gleeson was interviewing Barry Orr, the betting pundit on television, and there was a guy behind them.
I don't know what you're going to say here. It was like Celtic Tiger, we are back.
But it was raining, and there was a guy with washing his face with a 50-euro note just to keep himself dry.
Putting washing money into another kind of parlance, but I think the poor lad, it wasn't like I've so much money here.
No,
but that's the way it was taken as a kind of a,
no,
like,
he was just he didn't have a hat on, or he just had to you know, because rain was dripping down his face, so he just to wash it with a 50 euro note.
Amazing image. Yeah, the race is very, very...
I like Granite Bay in this.
Chance Shitty
drawn 3 for trainer Jarlath
Bahi.
Yeah. So he's been running consistently well in handicaps, Nace and the Curra. To suggest for me he's got an each way chance. Granite Bay is the one I like each way.
Yeah, and
about a 9-1 chance.
Third Poetic Sound the last year was a good run. And David Doyle, David's a jockey who loves riding. He's only 7-1 now. David Doyle loves riding horses off the pace and patiently. I'd imagine with that draw he'll have to kind of go handy. And the horse, a chance, will probably go handy. And Jarlath, I think the Fahy family originally are from Galway, so this would mean a lot to him. Daddy Longlegs is a reserve. Now, if he gets in,
does he have a chance?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I wonder who'll ride him. He's the sort of horse nearly that could go off favourite in the race.
At the moment, he's 11-1.
Yeah, I honestly, like, he was sent off 8-11, 2 runs back. 8-13 in his last run. 4-6 against Carmers, memorably, in Ballinrobe. I find this race difficult. Filey Bay won it last year.
Teed Up has won it before and got Barry Stone, a good jockey, on board.
Yeah, like Emmett Mullins, a great record in the race. Darren McGill, who probably doesn't ride much for Emmett and certainly wouldn't have had many good rides in this race, rides Filey Bay. Lark in the Morning, Glen Royal, owned by a neighbour of mine, Ray Grehan, from Galway. So many in with chances. It's I would say it's one of the most difficult races of the week. I'd reluctantly probably go with Filey Bay, but he does lack a run. Landed a gamble in this, and memorably Alan O'Sullivan got ride of the year, I think, when he won this last year.
You said you had a few fancies for tomorrow?
I do, yeah. None of them in the main race.
Yeah, go on.
Which often kind of is the case with me, so I'll just go through them here, and some of them are prices. And they're in the first few races, actually. The first race...
This is the 5.10.
5.10, 40-1, I see Dawn Cumming. I put this horse up at Charter. Dawn Cumming is owned by the Twist family, at least partly in... They'll be a bit sad tonight, they're from Killorglin. But this horse is a bit of a long-standing maiden. I definitely feel he can run well, strongly run 2 miles. Inchiquin Star, similar price, 40-1. definite chance in the following race for Terence O'Brien. Yellow Sky has come in a bit. And that's the maiden that Dermot Wells usually farms, 6-10. He doesn't actually have a runner this year. Girl Bear as well, 16-1 in the 7-15. Has a massive chance on her debut effort for Jack Foley, and Nod of Approval I'd be very sweet on in the 7.50. They're all...
Johnny, you know, there are people listening on the radio here now that have been scrambling to the kitchen to get their notebook and pen. So I might just do these a little bit more slowly.
So it's like, so the that won't win, X. That won't win, although I did back mail today, but that won't win.
The 5.10, you like Dawn Coming number 5 tomorrow at a price?
I like Dawn Coming.
And then the 5.40.
Intricate Star in the 5.40.
Intricate Star, which is number 16.
Yellow Sky.
Yellow Sky, which is in the 6.10. What number is that? Yellow Sky is number 8.
Girl Bear then in the 7.15 and Nod of Approval in the 7.50.
So 7.15, you like Girl Bear number 10 in the 7.15. And the 7.50, you like Nod of Approval number 10.
Yeah, that's okay. I'd be sweet on that. But yeah, like... Galway and Goodwood obviously is a long week, and do gamble responsibly, because I have to say, I have been at Galway and it can get ahead of you. Like you can get very frustrated if and Galway is a difficult place at times. Like you'll just have a lot of, if you have a few bets throughout the week, you're almost certain to have bad luck in running. But I like those at the prices.
Just before we're going to take a break, we're going to hear from Andy Moran before we go off air at 7 and Jack O'Connor after the All-Ireland football final, folks. So we have the Colin Quinn-sponsored BMW Mile Handicap, a mile and a half a furlong on Tuesday at 6.45. Now, because we've been so busy today in here, I haven't actually seen the declarations, but I did do the kind of the extended declarations. I see that there's 18 runners for it now. So pretty much the main horses that I would expect to be there are there, including Pierre Royal for Ada McGuinness.
Is this your selection, JD?
It is not.
Oh, wow.
Lockray is well fancied. Far From Dandy and Jagged End, but both in the Stephen Thornyard. Ribby, the Irish Lincolnshire winners in there. Dunham, last year's winner. Glen Eagle Bay is declared as well. So pretty much all the horses I would have been studying last night, including William Mullen's horse, Kai Lung, are declared. What you like? This is for Tuesday.
Dunham, if I'm being really kind of harsh here, or really, maybe I'm just being fair on the ride. I thought Dunham's ride in this last year was unbelievable by
Shamie Heffernan, yeah.
Because the horse really doesn't quite get this trip, and like you're talking unbelievably tight margins. But I feel Dunham will do well to win it again. 801 this Ada McGuinness. A stable we know quite well through the Shamrock Thoroughbreds in 2019, 2020 and 21. Salt and Stall and Sir Jack Thomas. And the second of those years, I think, was a COVID year. And I remember Ado saying afterwards, it was kind of weird, like always nothing without the people and all
back
that.
Sir Jack Thomas when he won.
Mm. So he does have Pierre Royal into 9-2 now. I was annoyed I didn't back this horse, tipped this horse the last day at the Curragh. He landed a bit of a gamble because he had run a nice race. Ex-Dermot Weld, he was bought for 48 grand, which might seem like a lot of money, but he's the way he won at the Curragh, I'd give him a big, big chance, and he should be okay from the draw. And I'd love for Stephen Thorne to win this. He has Far From Dandy and Jagged Edge, both Shamrock Thoroughbreds, and actually I will be there on Tuesday with some of the aforementioned Shamrock Thoroughbreds. And it'll be...
I've got a leg call. I'm actually going now.
Oh, here we go. There's a Claxton. Ding, 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 ding. JD and Johnny are going to Galway. That's going to be fun.
Actually, the horse I picked out is a non-runner now, Carrot of the County. So he's not running. So interesting that, yeah, I wouldn't rule out Far From Dandy going forward. I don't know if it'll be on Tuesday because he didn't win there last year. But what else did I like in this race?
Lockray is an interesting horse.
Lockray, obviously, likely race.
Yeah.
Genuine Article was a course and distance winner at the meeting last year. Has it been declared? It has been. Lee Roach for Jared Keane. That could be maybe an each way chance. But at the moment, I haven't made a decision on it. But what we have made a decision on is we're going to take a break here. Johnny Ward is with me on our Racing Pod live show, which has been kind of obviously interrupted in the best possible way. We better talk a bit more about Galway before we go off air, Johnny.
Yeah.
The Wednesday we have the place. Once again, we don't have full declarations, but...
It will add life to the place next week. Like the amount of Mayo people who live in Galway City is obviously huge. We would have had the boys in Castletown in the Hardy books on about moving to Galway and that, like, and there'll be a lot of friendly banter, and it's going to be a brilliant atmosphere there this week. Brilliant atmosphere.
Wednesday, the plate, 6.40pm. I was just going through the top horses in the betting. Funicula. You've done it better than me. Now what you think, Nuvotic, Dem, Mexico Way, Will the Wise, just some of them that are fancied. money for King of Kingsfield and Ballygunner Castle in the last 24 hours. What do you like?
It's a great renewal of the race.
Barry Lyndon, maybe, for those movie buffs.
Yeah, I think the hurdle entries are a little bit low. We've 29 left in the place, so we'll see. Obviously, we'll know tomorrow what the declarations are. Great to have the 24 or the 48 hour decks. Just a brief note on those at the top of the market. Fnicla, I met Michael O'Riordan and Seamus Hennessy racing. I can't even remember the winner they had. They had the winner the other day and they were really looking forward to running this horse. He does tend at times to be ridden with restraint, JD, or certainly was the last day at Punchdown, a big field. So that you'll definitely need luck in Galway. Spoke to Paddy Flood about Galway the other day and he's saying like the first fence is nearly the most important in Galway because it comes at you quite quick. It's slightly at an angle and like you can just get, if you make a mistake, you're gone really nearly at the first. So if you're held up, obviously that adds an element of intrigue. Old Man Dingle, Owen Griffin's delighted with his team going there. He won sort of a trial the last Icklebeg and won it well. This is way, way tougher. Down Mexico Way for one of the Fahis. Initially he was with Peter, now with Henry de Bromhead, and was fourth at Cheltenham the last day. He should have a reasonable chance. Now, what do you think? Interesting stable switch went to Gordon Elliott, having been with Ray Hackett, and he's an intriguing horse. You know, he won a bit of a Mickey Mouse graded race in Cork. I was there in April, but he was very good in the day. I'm going to go with Rocky's Diamond, and we spoke about Declan Queeley's article in the Sunday Times. Brilliant piece. I actually had a good laugh with Declan about this, about his article, and he was having a laugh with me about various things the other day, but he's in great form. He had two kind of well-backed horses in, where was I, in Wexford, and one of them was just touched off. But Rocky's Diamond, this has been the plan for him. He was part of that famous gamble that when they had the double in the two maiden hurdles. And he's won at Galway. He won his beginner's chase here, so I quite like him.
Does he jump well?
He jumps kind of well enough for this. Yeah. Like, he was good that day in Galway. Now, you have to kind of forgive him his form subsequently. But I'm giving him a chance. It's a small stake event for me. It's not a race I have a great record in. Trying to think the winners.
I remember having Sir Frederick in this years ago.
Davy Russell, wasn't it?
Possibly. I think it was Liam Burke anyway.
Yeah, I think Davy rode him. Looking at the recent years, when was the last time I backed the winner of the place? God, could be going back a while here. Maybe Ansar. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember meeting Dan McDonald. I wasn't into racing at all, and he was telling me to back Ansar for one of his wins at Galway. I don't know if it were this or before that. I think I might have backed Early Doors in 2020, but this isn't a race I'd have a bet in every year by any stretch. I find it very tough.
So that is the Galway place. Just going through it here. A long time since I backed the winner as well. So let's just move on to the Galway Hurdle on Thursday, Johnny. We have that race a bit earlier in the day, 4:30 over 2 miles. Once again, El Kairos, Murcia, Put Your Hands Together, starting 15, Laffy, some of the horses that are in there. In Dowie, last year's winner, and Helvic Dream, who goes back again. Do you like anything?
Well, there's a race tomorrow, JD, where Joseph O'Brien has a runner. And I was just writing about this earlier, these handicap good things at Galway, and the race tomorrow is Dancing Saxon, who is theoretically about 16, maybe 20 pounds well in on the back of a run the last day in a listed race. And I remember a horse called Hitchcock that's Kieran Fallon rode. It was something like a 16 or 17 runner handicap. It was handicap debut, went off 10 to 11. And was beaten. And more, I suppose people remember better, along came Casey for Dermot Weld, who was this out of the blue gamble in a 3-year-old handicap, having run three times in maidens without much distinction, the late great Pat Smullen rode, and like was practically, I think, like practically unseated the rider in a flat race early on, finished second, and went on to go up about 40 pounds. So there are these kind of handicap horses, you're like, are they good things in Galway? And I love the chat in race and going to the races, is this a good thing, is it not? El Kairos is that horse in the Galway Hurdle. He's run off 143. Will probably have 11-2 or 11-3 in his back. He's been well fancied for grades, won races since he won.
Ran at Cheltenham, ran at Punchdown. Was
a bit disappointed at Cheltenham.
Talking about as the quickest horse in the Ireland.
Yeah, the fastest horse maybe they've ever trained. Arguably, I thought he was more disappointing at Punchestown because Cheltenham was a funny race. Like, not many got into it off the pace, but I was disappointed at Punchdown. He's a strong favourite for this. I honestly don't know what to make of him. I don't know whether he's a bit of a morning glory at this stage, but he will make the market for now anyway.
El Kairos on Thursday. By the way, we have Goodwood as well this week, the Sussex Stakes on Wednesday. The feature with Bo Echo and Gestad at the moment, reopposing with Opera Ballow in there. But Bo Echo, everything went wrong for him at Royal Ascot and he still won. He's unbeaten. He sets the standard. He wins for me.
Yeah, it's I couldn't agree more, JD. You know, Billy Loughnan, I think there's been a few articles with him about, you know, I think they're calling him the next either the next Piggott or the next Dettori. And I like a jockey who's honest as well, and he kind of felt that the horse saved him a bit that day. But it was a great race, like, and Bo Echo, who's unbeaten, probably, you know, he was crying out for the line the last year, but he had a hard race. That's the only thing, you know, he's only had two runs. That was a hard race. And Goodwood is a track that you can get into serious traffic problems. It's funny, like, more so than Ascot. But I'd be hoping he'd confirm that form.
Johnny Ward, thank you so much. We'll see you on Tuesday at our live event.
Yeah, congratulations to all those Mayo people. I've often gone to the race in Ballinrobe when they've been on a downer after losing another All-Ireland, and to Mick Flannery and John Flannelly and all those great Mayo people, Johnny Mullen, my old boss. I'm absolutely thrilled for you tonight.
Even think of people that we work with here, like Nathan Murphy and
Cameron as well.
Nettie
Cameron
Freeman, Hill. Cameron Hill, Ray Foley, just all these great Mayo, Pat Balfe, all the great Mayo people that will have so much joy in their hearts this evening. Well done to everybody, and hope you really enjoy the celebrations. And sorry if I left anybody out. So don't forget, folks, our Mary Mullins Pub, a Racing Pod live event at Air Square. Is where the pub is near, 2 o'clock on Tuesday. The Racing Pod Live, Joe Canny, Galway hurling legend, Barry Garrity, Conor Dwyer, myself, Johnny. Get your tickets at offtheball.com/events before Tuesday, folks, before they sell out.
The Racing Pod on Off The Ball with William Hill. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.